is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Hey, Ellen, you want to talk about something grown up, like investing?
Yeah, let's do the adulting
thing. Ooh, let's do this. Be very
let's
adult.
Do some hardcore adulting.
Wine.
Yeah,
because we're children.
But we're children who invest.
Yeah,
I invest my money. I love investing.
Investing's fun.
It's exciting. You can sort of keep track of what your money's doing. It's out like partying without you.
But wouldn't it be great if you could invest in like cool companies that you care about that are doing good things
that aren't harming the world?
Yeah, they're like, you know, putting solar panels
like,
on the roof.
Fuck big pharma. Like,
yeah, that's not big pharma.
Yeah, no. Swell is what you can use.
Swell.
Swell!
That it's, sounds swell.
It is swell.
Aw, oh, jeez,
I'm actually
swell.
Thinking I might start using it.
Yeah, use Swell. It has the stability of a nearly 150-year-old financial institution.
Yeah.
Take that, numbers. Take that experience.
But you can sort of personalize your portfolio to invest in things you care about that impact the world in a positive way.
That sounds awesome. So
which
how
makes
do we do
you
it?
Feel better about making money off your money.
Yeah, if you feel like you're using your money to make money off some good things, then you might feel gooder about yourself.
Yeah.
You'll be the goodest.
You'll be the goodest.
So go to boardwalkaudio.com/swell, and that's S-W-E-L-L.
Get it.
You.
I just drink wine.
Welcome to the wine situation.
Oh, sorry, this like atmosphere just called for like aggression.
Yeah, she really went for it. She was straight up moshing through that whole thing.
Yeah,
she was deep.
Knocking things over.
Yeah, her headphones were off. Her
I
hair
was throwing these water balls, bottles like
water
I was
balls.
Water balls. I was throwing them at the
that's
audience.
Like, that's like a snowball. Snowball's chance in hell. A water ball? I don't know.
A water balls.
Water balls. Hi guys, it's the wine situation.
Yeah, where we pair people's whiny wines, like with, complainy wines,
with people's sipping wines, the drinking wines.
The kind of wines that Sean Buchholz over here knows well about because he has a pin now.
You guys, I have a pin. I have a Quartermaster Sommelier pin.
Yeah, we just passed our inter level.
I wear it all the time. I wear it when I go to the grocery store.
Brennan's like, take it away from him, please.
Brennan's like, take it off. I'm like, I'm wearing it. I'm putting it on my PJs.
He also helped open Bar Covell. He worked with Greg Condes.
He
knows wine well. And I think I forgot to say it last time we recorded. You're the wine whisperer.
Oh, right. Yeah, my wine reiki.
Yeah.
My wine healing.
He looks into your soul and knows what you need to drink.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. Just like the spirits talk to me. Mm-hmm. Release yourself. And Ellen over there, Ellen passed the W sets, you guys, and she was also the valedictorian of our class, the sommelier class. She got first place. Not that it's a competition.
But it kind of is.
But it kind of is, and Ellen won.
They made it hell, though.
Yeah, they made her wait for it.
Yeah.
She was very excited, you
I
guys.
Seriously thought maybe, because I'm one of those people who would mess this up, where like maybe I was, because you have to fill in the bubble for the multiple choice answers. I seriously thought maybe I just was off one, because they get through the whole class without my name. I thought maybe I just accidentally had filled in, like just done it wrong.
Actor nightmare.
Yeah.
Actor's nightmare. What's your hip-sip tip?
My hip-sip tip? I had a really lovely cab from a winery I've heard is really great. I'm not normally Little Miss California cab drinker, but
you,
at all.
Oh, you weren't Little Miss California cab 2017?
Yes, I'm Miss California. Yes.
No, I'm Little Miss California
now
cab.
Now I am, because I've had Schaefer. So I had a wine friend send me some cabs. He's like, you need to cab it up and cab away. And
cab it
know,
up.
He's like, you need to know California cabs better than you do, because I don't. So he sent me the Schaefer TD9, which was really lovely. Yeah,
was it 09 or was it TD9? Is that what it was?
TD9's the name of the proprietary name they gave this cab is TD9, which I think was like the guy who opened the winery. He had some other job and then he left it all for the tractor, which is like a TD9 or something. No, this is bad for.
This is basically just a country music song.
I don't know, but
I
his wine.
It off on my tractor.
It was a really lovely cab.
Making wine, sipping juice.
Sipping juice, and it was. I'm like trying to play off this. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I'm trying to remember what my notes specifically about this wine were.
It was a tractor.
That I really loved it.
Hmm? It was a tractor wine.
It was a tractor wine.
A tractor wine.
It would be a great wine to take on a hayride.
Mm-hmm. And it was a Napa cab.
It was a Napa cab, yeah.
Napa cabs are good.
It was tasty.
I know, with the fires. They will rebuild. They will recover.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah. People keep
our thoughts
buying
are with them. Please
keep buying the Napa cabs.
Buy lots of Sonoma County Napa cab support up there, you guys. Send your Send your wine dollars.
Send your wine dollars that way. What was your hip sip tip?
I had the privilege of drinking a Côte Rôtie tea.
Ooh, my God. I've never had a Côte Rôtie and I've always wanted it.
It's very good. And it was a Jean-Paul Jamet.
I'm so jealous.
It was pretty special.
Was that on your single thread dinner?
Oh, no, it wasn't the single thread dinner. It was, we hosted a little, this is going to get really gross. We hosted a party for the Dodgers coaching staff and the manager and stuff. So they all were at Covell and... So, yeah.
Côte Rôtie is in Northern Rhone, Syrah.
It is. Northern Rhone, Syrah. It was beautiful.
I bet.
Like restraint, but elegant and complex.
Was it like pepper and dark berries like and roasted dark meat?
Yeah. We get it. You're goth. We get it.
I just want the roasted meat.
I just want the roasted meat.
I'm vegetarian, but when it comes to wine.
It's all about the roasted meat. Well, I'm going to intro our guest. He's an amazing writer. He's a friend of mine. He's a hilarious person. He writes on Will and Grace. He's written on MTV's Awkward. The new Will and Grace, by the way. He's written for Vice. He has a book out, you guys. He wrote a fucking book. It's called I'm Special and Other Lies We Tell. It's Ryan O'Connell.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Ryan. Oh, my God. We're so happy you're here.
I'm so happy I'm here.
I'm very excited. Finally, he's here. He's in the chair, you guys.
I know. It feels really good. I also love the padded walls. It really gives us like a Girl Interrupted vibe.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
I mean, when we're done, we just throw ourselves against them and angst.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a safe space, literally.
Bouncing off the walls, you guys. We are bouncing off the walls.
What do you want to Hawaiian about so we can open the wine?
What do I want to wine? I think just like famous YouTubers personally. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, just like something to get off my chest, you know.
I get that. I'm gonna elegantly crack this wine open.
That's a hella screw cap.
That's a hella screw cap wine.
All right.
Ooh, a little screw cap moment.
I'm
DTF.
I'm gonna
What?
Great.
Unpacking,
I love
acronyms.
I'm into it.
Yeah. So, okay, so YouTube celebrities?
Yeah, I just like don't get it, and I hate that I don't get it, and it's just like a really confusing circle for me.
Are we talking like the Davey Wavy kind of people, or?
Oh, well, that's just like basic and like unclear and like good luck with their projects, but like just in general.
We wish you the best.
Just like, yeah, like literally like goodbye. But I guess the Davey Wavies and like just like, you know, there's so many like niches. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I feel like people can like, some like weird twink can like review toothpaste and like they'll get like 2 million views.
What is that about?
Understand.
I don't know what that's about. I mean, it's about them being twinks, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the subtext. It's always like, fuck me hard, but also I'm like a 12-year-old girl with like no sexual like agent. Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Twink me hard.
Yeah, twink me hard. Yeah. But I don't get it. I really don't get it.
I'm looking at you guys with the confusion of a like mostly, for the most part, straight girl who's always not quite sure I'm interpreting, like just... Give me the, what's the definition of twink? I hate to be, I know this is a remedial
question.
Oh my question.
God.
It took her like 30 seconds.
She
was so
okay. God bless. No, it's true. Like,
I mean,
when you
I have an idea.
Educate.
Like, it's the boy, the young boy at the club. Like, kind of thing.
But you can be an older twink for sure. Like, usually.
Is it the attitude that makes you a twink?
No, it's the age.
Yeah. But in the body, too. I mean, it's thin.
Okay.
Thin.
Okay.
Thin. Muscle. Thin. That's all then. But they can age. They can age, and they can. There can be an aging twink moment. But usually, twinks will get, when you get older, you get bigger, and maybe they can morph into a daddy if they're lucky.
Okay.
Yeah. What's a twunk?
A twunk.
A twunk is what. A twunk to a daddy.
Twunk, like a hunk, but he's. Twunk.
Yeah,
but I would, being a daddy, I think, is like the final destination. Okay. I would prefer to morph into a daddy than a twunk. I mean, I was never a twink, so I don't know.
Neither was I.
Yeah. Okay,
but
do
twinks say that though? Like, are we really twinks, babe? Like, are we just saying like, maybe we're like, oh, neither am I. Like, but like, maybe we were. Yeah. Like, we probably were. Mm-hmm. Like, what? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not a hipster. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of us are.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
We sip our wine.
Cheers, guys! I went to grab my wine aggressively. I was like, give me that.
Oh, cheers. Okay, what is this little guy?
This is the Matteo Correggia Roero Arnese.
Yeah.
This is a northern Italian Arnais. It's a white varietal.
From the Piedmont.
From the Piedmont.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I don't usually fuck with whites.
You
don't fuck
with whites?
No. Not really. I graduated. Whites to me don't give me like...
You just have not had the right white.
No, I'm white. I know. No, I know. I know.
You have the right twink.
And I'm... Exactly. And I'm branching out though. I'm going back to whites.
Mm-hmm.
I started off in a really trashy place, which is Kim Crawford. Saw you on Blah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honey, I was a garbage can. I was just like, fill her up. And then Kim K and I got too close and we had to break up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then I graduated to like Domain LA, Lou, you know, and
yeah. They
like,
have lovely whites at those places.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Domain and Lou. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I love. But I just kind of went into a red journey. And
I get it. Yeah.
No, you got to follow. You got to follow your mind bliss.
I understand.
Kim did me dirty.
Kim did you dirty.
She did me dirty. And I can't love again.
She is the cat pee on a gooseberry.
Oh.
Is the note on her wine. So.
Is that what it really says on her wine?
No.
I mean, probably.
Cat pee on a gooseberry.
Like I said, that's classic New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. And her wine epitomizes it.
That name is so perfect for the wine. It's just like just kind of a drunk housewife vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the cats are filthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean the cats.
I hit my rock bottom when I was like, I need Kim K now.
And
I made my roommate drive around aimlessly West Hollywood like in midnight looking for Kim K.
No other savvy bee would do.
No, I needed Kim and I needed Kim then at that moment. And so I finally found Kim and we were like, hey babe, and then I took her home and I opened her up and I poured her in a glass and I took one sip and I was like, and I'm done.
Wow.
And I'm done. And I poured it out in the sink, like full drama effect, and I never looked.
Wow, good for you.
Oh, totally.
That's a moment.
Make you know, stand.
When you find yourself like on the corner of like what the fuck and like help me now, like in West Hollywood, like at a weird, unclear liquor store looking for Kim Crawford, you need to like check yourself before you fucking wreck yourself. You know what I mean? Like, she took me for a ride, and I got off the ride.
Yeah, you're like, stop.
Yeah,
I'm getting down here.
Whiplash. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't love that.
I'm moving to the east side.
You're like, we're sponsored by Kim Crawford by Wines.
We're sponsored by, thank you for reminding us to thank our sponsor, Greg Condes.
Greg Condes, thank you for the wine. This is a Greg Condes selection here.
Wait, Greg, did he help start Bar Covell?
No, he did not.
He's a wine importer.
Oh, yeah. Chic. Okay.
So, yeah, he brought this Roero subregion of the Piedmont. Am I saying it right?
Arnais.
He's your wine daddy.
It's a river that runs through Piedmont, and it kind of bifurcates the Longue. Ooh.
Honey, what?
And Roero kind of overlaps with a little Barolo.
Oh, my God.
And Barbaresco.
And on one side is Barolo.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Okay. All right.
The hard
this is really
reds.
This is inappropriate, quite frankly, but I'm here for it.
The hard reds.
Slowly unbuttoning
my shirt. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my God. The streams and the hard reds.
Ellen learned a lot more than what twink was tonight.
You've never seen it be interpreted this way.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So how you read the label.
Yeah, twink is when two gay guys and a girl get in a room and they do a podcast.
Yeah, and we make the girl really uncomfortable.
Oh,
we gay her the fuck out until she's literally climbing for the padded walls.
The girl is just intrigued. That's all.
That's what twink means.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Twink of terror.
Twink of terror.
So
Happy
we chose
Halloween.
This wine because...
She's going to tell us why we chose the wine.
I was going to explain. So we were thinking of like the YouTubers who get famous for nothing, who are just sitting there in their living room. They don't need a camera. They don't need a boss. And they're just raking.
They don't need a joke. They don't need a story or a plot.
No joke. They could use one, honey.
They could use
it. But they don't need it.
They don't need it.
No. Lighting something. But so they're pretty much a self-sustaining system that like creates flows of cash
content?
Flow. A beautiful, beautiful cash flow. So we are thinking of natural, organic, biodynamic wines that are self-sustaining systems that don't, I mean, they do have to do a lot, but they sort of are able to create this beautiful liquid wine without having to go to outside sources.
Or not having to do very much. They create something people want to consume without having to do much, which is it's kind of like biodome.
That Dettori we had where they're like, we just let gravity crush the grapes.
We just wait for gravity and then we have wine.
And there's going to be some sediment
this one
with
did
these
a pretty
YouTubers.
Good job.
Oh, there's going to be some sediment
honey,
with these YouTubers.
Some sediment.
This shit
honey.
Is unfiltered, unfined.
Yeah, you got to watch where you're going because you might end up swallowing something you didn't want.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No. I love it.
I'm just nerdily looking at my wine notes now.
Yeah. I was going full nerd.
When we say swallow sediment, it takes a different turn. But yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
The last podcast was about, like, women in the workplace.
Look at me. I'm breaking through a different glass ceiling. I'm breaking through a padded ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
The padded ceiling. Let's break the padded ceiling.
Well, you are. You're actually writing jokes all day for Will and Grace about that.
I am.
Oh,
I mean, this new season has been very, very political and very...
Yeah.
Which is great. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, there's always a little, political bent, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'd have to be, like, oblivious not to kind of include some of that.
Sean's grabbing more water.
I'm grabbing more water.
It's getting warm in here.
I'm crazy, man.
So fucking hydrated right now.
Fucking love drinking.
Fuck. Yeah. What?
I get so fucked up on water, you guys.
I'm so fucking hydrated. Like, take the wheel. Yeah.
I've actually have heard of people drinking too much water to get it kind of like your electrolytes run so low that, you know, when you don't have enough sodium, your heart's almost not beating and your brain just doesn't work right. So they're kind of like, but then they die from overhydration.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. That's fucking goth, man. That is some goth shit. Right?
I've only ever hardcore. Heard told
that's some hardcore
about.
Goth.
What circles do you run in, honey?
Yeah, right.
not the cool ones anymore.
What life pentagrams do you run in?
Life in the fast lane over here.
Shit.
Girl gone mild.
That is actually the story. Yes, the story.
Girls Gone Mild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That should be our other podcast. That should be our spinoff podcast. Yeah. Girls Gone Mild.
It's just like, and it's me talking about my tours at the public library. Yes.
She's been on it twice.
Are you serious?
The tour of the public library.
It's pretty incredible.
Wow. Okay, I'm here for it. I love that for you.
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah, go.
Yeah.
She's doing it. But I was doing some research about YouTube people, and this guy, Logan Paul. You know who this is?
I mean, I know his name. I'm sure I've seen whatever he's done.
He's kind of like this, like the new breakout YouTube star.
What does he do?
Well, he actually does some things. He goes around and like does like crazy things.
Wait, is this that fucking weirdo who like lives at that apartment complex on like Vine and he's getting kicked out because of his neighbors because of like the parties and whatnot?
He might be, and he has the brother.
He's a little shithead. Like he's like a jackass, whatever.
Like, yeah, but he's like a blonde guy, super ripped. Yeah,
yes,
he's always like shirtless. And his brother was on the Disney show.
Yes. He's getting kicked out. His neighbors are like evicting him because he's like too much of a he's causing too much
of
a ruckus.
This is an iZombie episode that I saw.
iZombie episode?
Yeah, what? Something about, you know, people getting killed and the I could be making this up.
Well, I mean, the thing that scared me the most was that he had a house. I was like, anyways.
Oh, no.
That he's made that much money. Yeah.
I was like, like trembling. I'm just like.
Well, he made like $1 million last year.
I'm sure he fucking did.
By like doing this like dance move, basically. Yeah. And like, but his videos are at least well produced. I watched the whole video of his and I'm like, at least there's like production value here and it's well edited. It's succinct.
Right. What I'm hearing is you want to fuck him. That's what I'm hearing. Look at him. It's actually, he's really good, you guys. I know, you guys, stop. You guys, honestly, it's really well edited. Like, you know when you're saying well edited, like, you want to fuck him so bad, it's embarrassing.
This is my best friend when he's talking about actresses. He's like, she's really a good actress. I'm like, what have you seen her in? Well, nothing, but I'm sure she's a good actress. I'm like, don't date her. No.
Well edited, you guys.
Forget it. Well edited. Someone is grasping a Coke straws for compliments.
I actually did see him at a party once, and I was like, he was staring at me, and I'm like, why is this person staring at me?
Because he wanted to fuck you, honey.
I don't, but...
Oh, my God. I'm so happy for... Wait, what? Is this going to turn into a love story? Wait, are you burying the lead? Wait, what's going
Sean's
on?
Taken.
Guys, I'm taken.
Oh, you
I'm
are?
I'm seeing someone.
Yeah,
love.
I know. And
oh, my God. I didn't know you were booed up.
I'm booed up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. For how long?
Couple months.
You started
now,
dating him when we started the podcast.
Yeah,
it's
just cool.
In time for me to break up with my. It's only one of us can have a significant other. That's only one at a time. Just about when I was like, "Yeah, we ended it." He's like, "Yeah, my boyfriend." I'm like, "Okay, great." They have that. I mean, well,
you know, like you know how it goes. You're just taking just you know, is this a thing? Yeah, it's definitely a thing now. For sure.
Next thing I know, Brennan's bringing me LaCroix when I go to your place. So you know,
wow, it's like that. It's like that.
Okay,
he's bringing LaCroix. Okay, put a ring on.
You know how I party.
Yeah, I love that.
So Logan Paul, sorry. You missed it.
I know, right?
You missed your chance. Uh-huh. We should have made a move at that party.
What party are you at where Logan Paul is at?
Yeah,
honey, I'm scared for you right now. Where was this?
It was a very weird party.
What was it?
A friend of mine was like, you have to come to this party because it's the most quintessential L.A. Hollywood party ever.
Yeah.
This house in Beverly Hills where, like, the guy outbid Jay-Z and Beyonce to get this house, crazy, whatever.
Oh my
and
God.
There's, like, you know, 12 levels, and there's, like, a candy room, and there's video games, and there's, like, a gym. And so he throws these elaborate parties because he's not a citizen. Oh, I think he invented Minecraft.
Oh.
Yeah, he invented, like, Minecraft or something.
So he has a wee bit of money.
So he has a little bit of money. But, and so he has to spend money, a certain amount of money here. So he throws these huge parties. And there are these. It was the most opulent, disgusting.
I want to go.
It was kind of I would love to go with you.
Yeah, I would go.
Both of you.
Yeah.
I would like. Then it would. I mean, and my friend Chris Paulus was really fun to go with too. But the people there were kind of terrible. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the best part. Yeah.
I would love to go with someone that I could have like a a running commentary with, I guess, during the party, and then also engage, and then, you know, engage on the same level if we're being, you know, serious or if we're joking, you know, all that.
Yeah,
kind of,
absolutely.
You know what I mean.
I'm on call. Yeah.
I went for, like, the book opening party for a 3D, 3D books. He did one of boobs and one of dicks. Yeah. And what's his face? The porn, Ron Jeremy was there.
Oh.
We chatted with him, and his lady kept trying to get us to go home with them all. And he was actually the one who was like, they're not into to her, because we were sitting there like,
Yeah, you weren't in. Yeah, I think that was a smart play.
Yeah, I think,
yeah.
I mean, my friend Vita, she was a wild one. She might have done it if I wasn't there.
Her name is Vita?
Vita, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Vita Lusty.
No.
She's out there. Vita,
stop
where are
it.
You? I hope you're okay. I haven't
Vita
talked to her
Lusty.
In a few years.
With a name like that, for God's sakes.
Oh,
wow.
She's amazing.
There's only a few roads she can go down with that name, let me tell you. And it is not a Girl Gone Wild road, but yeah. Love that.
I don't think she was a Girl Gone Wild, no. And I think she would say that,
Vita
so I don't
Lusty.
Feel bad saying
Vita
this.
Lusty.
I need to call her now.
Is that her God-given name?
That's her name. She's Italian. Vita
I
Lusty.
Love that.
Love it, yeah. Vita
All right.
Lusty.
Live and La Vita Loca. Live and La Vita Lusty.
Yeah.
I love that.
Vita Lusty.
No, she was the one chatting with Ron Jeremy, who apparently like put her hand on his member and was like, it's easy to make a girl. Like, apparently he was just like, she's like, so how do you do, like, and then like.
Sounds
he
like she was mildly sexually assaulted. By Ron
mildly, yeah.
By a porn star. I mean, you know.
I think we were more likely to have been assaulted by the lady he was with, though, who really wanted to take us. She's like, come back with us, girls.
She sounded like a witch.
She was really into it, yeah.
No, thank you. He's like a lawnmower with a penis. Like, no. Yeah.
It was pretty gross. Somewhere in my phone, there's a picture of her with him.
Ugh, scary.
I know, it just
I wonder what wine Ron Jeremy drinks.
Well, it was whatever they were.
I want to know.
Well, at this party for the
Please,
book of...
Please, if anyone knows, callers.
Tweet us at the wine.
Tweet us.
For this party at the book with 3D penises, it was a wine that came with free condoms. So, like, that was what they were serving. It was wine and condoms.
Wine and condoms night?
I'm not kidding.
See, we all lead wild lives.
We do. Me at a bookstore.
Yes. Yeah, but you're verse, honey.
Uh-huh.
You're verse.
You're verse.
I would not completely count yourself out. You know, you have a Vita Lusty in your life.
Mm-hmm. I have a Vita Lusty in my life.
Yeah.
Hashtag
honey.
Grateful.
You know, I just don't know my vampire past. It's crazier than you'd imagine.
She used to sleep in cemeteries.
No, you didn't.
No, but I did have a friend who we hung out in his coffin couch, so there was that.
What does that mean?
He had a couch that was shaped like a coffin, and we all...
That's just like a poor design. Wait, like it was actually like...
It wasn't an actual coffin, but it was... He built it. I mean, it looked like a... coffin.
There's this guy that comes in my coffee shop every day, and he drives a hearse, like 6 feet under status.
Whoa.
And he's VV Goth.
These were the people I hung out with in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love that. So like the SNL skit Goth Talk really resonated with you.
No, it
Remember
pissed
that?
Me off.
Yeah,
it did?
Yeah, because
like,
they...
Fuck you, I was like, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I was like, they're prefab goths who buy everything at Hot Topic, and we like make our own shit and wear vintage.
Oh.
Like Susie and the Banshees, what the fuck? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
I still listen to Susie. It's
oh, okay. I love. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I love that.
I like the old school goth.
Yeah. It's good. Live your fucking truth.
Yeah, before you commercialize goth.
Yeah.
No, really, though. Hot Topic ruined it for us.
Marilyn Manson? Are you a fan?
I'm a big fan. I've met him multiple times.
Oh, okay.
Here we go again. You're like, I'm just so boring. Anyways, back to my friend Marilyn Manson and Vita Lesti.
Back to the
you're
time.
Like, okay, shh. Like,
I
what?
Was so young, though. We shouldn't have been running around with meeting Marilyn Manson.
Well, that's when you hang out with Marilyn Manson when you're at an inappropriate age.
He was always a gentleman. Rubber man from the Jim Rose Circus was not. That's another story.
My friend
lives in his... I was 14. This is all slightly...
You were 14?
I looked like I was 18 when I was 14.
Is this St. Louis?
Little Girl Lost by Drew Barrymore over here. God, I love it.
So anyway, back to Twinks. Tell me more.
We're digging. We're like Nancy Drew. I smell a story, and I'm going to go sniffing.
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
My friends live in his old house in Hollywood, and it's still decorated the way he did it.
I can only imagine.
It's like falling apart. It's like decrepit. Like, they throw parties, and I'm like, the floor is going to cave in, and people are going to die.
Where is it?
It's in the Hollywood Hills, like in the Hollywood Dell.
Huh.
Yeah. It's really, like, witchy and weird, and, like, I don't know how anyone really, like, lives there.
I believe it. I mean, I never went to the hotel after parties with him, but I did, like... I went to a Nine Inch Nails concert right before, and he was opening band, and he was, like, in the aisles in between them and Nine Inch Nails, and I was, like, this 14-year-old, like, goth jailbait girl, and I just went, it was like, you're fucking awesome, you gave me this backstage pass, so we go to this party afterwards with them, and everyone's drinking, and I get propositioned.
And he's, like shooting up.
I didn't see that. I saw them mostly drinking screwdrivers, but I don't know. But like I said, they were all...
Who's 14 in the scenario? Them or you? Like,
I don't know, but that's what they were drinking.
Jesus.
And then they were like all going back to the party at their hotel, and my friend's mom was picking... My poor friends were sitting out there. I was the only one who got up. They're all like sitting out there.
You're the chosen
you left
one.
Your friends?
Yeah, well, hello.
Of course they did. They wanted me to. They're like, yes, go.
Yeah,
well,
go.
Of course. You're like, you're the chosen one, honey. You move. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Hello. I love that.
Wow. So. You were picked out of the. You were literally picked out of the crowd at a rock show. Like, that's like everyone's dream.
There was like two other jailbaits there with me. I don't know.
Didn't he collapse on stage like last week?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he got like hit by his scenery or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad. He's climbing on the scenery.
Anyways.
Karma.
Right?
No, all the underage girls he probably...
Yeah.
Really, like, they're doing hashtag Me Too about him right now, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So
yeah.
is he, like, was he, like,
he's super smart and nice. No, he never did. It was, the other opening group was the Jim Rose Circus, and Rubber Man, got me in a corner.
Rubber Man.
I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know.
He wanted naked pictures. He's just like, and he, like, pulls out a camera, like.
Were you, like, a suicide girl?
No, I was just a goth girl.
Oh, my God, okay.
Just all a right. goth girl.
I love it. Okay.
No, yeah. Just a goth girl in St. Louis.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No. Ellen's like, I was not a suicide girl.
Yeah, I know.
No,
you just like got
God.
Right.
Yeah.
You just like grimaced.
I'm not
like,
sorry.
You were like,
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
No. I mean, like, live your truth, suicide
yeah, of
girls.
Course.
You know,
yeah.
Do your thing.
Do your thing.
But she's not it. She's not one of you.
You guys, what if YouTube had existed back in those days and we were all like that?
Oh,
like,
honey, if I had been born like... I was born in 86.
I would have been a star, goddammit.
Yeah. I would have been a YouTube star, and I would have, like, had a really chic house in, like, Beverly Grove already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really annoyed that that didn't happen for me. I would have totally done it. I would have totally done it. All they do is just eat cereal, and they're like, anyways, guys, how's your day? Love you. Leave it in the comments.
I mean,
like,
my friend and I used to record on cassette tapes us doing our own, like, little radio show. I'm like, if only it existed back then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hello. I mean, part of it is, like, me definitely drinking, like, Haterade. A little bit because I'm just seeing them achieve so much material
and actually just getting to like have an avenue to just like put themselves out there.
Yeah, like gibbity gobbity goo.
I would like to do the the $10,000 calorie challenge just to like put myself on tape eating that much and you know be an instant star like all these other people.
That's the thing
coming up on my feed a lot because I mainly use YouTube to like get workouts from.
Oh, and, okay.
So like,
wait, what? Rewind the tape. YouTube workouts?
Yeah, people who just like do like the high intensity interval training like workout because I don't like going to gyms.
So you're just like at home. You're jumping
doing
on
jumping
YouTube.
Jacks along with this like I, there's like one or
Jazzercise.
Two.
That is the most goth thing that you've ever said tonight. I'm obsessed. This just took a turn. I love it. Wow.
So anyway, a lot of them are doing the 10,000 calorie challenge where they're like, see if they can eat that much in a day. And you're just watching them like, thinking about, I know.
That's called like a Sunday hungover.
Yeah, I know, easy.
Yeah.
I can do it.
I know, twist my arm.
I feel like with the right amount of ice cream, I would have no problem. But there's this one who's just like all health and she's eating this bowl of rice. I'm like, girl, you're going to die. And she, by the end of the night, was just like getting into the Ben and Jerry's.
She was trying to get 10,000 calories of rice?
Yikes.
Well, that was one of her meals. She, like, started with vegan pancakes.
Scared for her.
Yeah.
Legit- she does is she okay great, now? She has great workouts, though.
She does?
You. Yeah.
I just love this whole, like, I just love this subsection of your life of just you trolling YouTube for workout videos. I love it. I love it. It's
Girl
good.
Doesn't want to go to the gym.
No, I get it. I mean, I need the gym. I need the structure. I need, like, the to get in and get out.
But, yeah.
You know, that's just me.
I just run.
From your, a lot. From your demons.
From my demons, yeah.
Yeah, you burn a lot of calories that way.
You do burn a lot of calories.
Yeah, those demons, you got to run them fast and they come get you. Yeah, what?
They never give up.
Oh, give up.
Yeah, those they demons. Never. Mm.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, exactly. Keep running.
Well, this is the one who's running, who I'm hoping doesn't die this weekend.
Oh my God, Ellen, don't say that.
Sean's scaring me. About? Like, he's running in. No, sorry, Sean. He actually got upset about that. I'm sorry.
Sean's
going to
die.
No, you're going to be amazing. Like, he ran.
Thank you.
So the other day he
I
ran.
Need people being like, you're going to be great.
No, I'm just like, I'm amazed that you can do this. He ran 30 miles the other day. I walk up to him. He's like, I just finished 30 miles.
Wait, what? You did?
Yeah.
Honey, where? What?
Huh? Just for kicks. For up fun. And out of the hills. Because he's going to run into the Grand Canyon and out. And I'm jealous.
You are?
On Saturday.
Twist.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I would
God.
Do it. I would do it if someone gave me the opportunity to. Yeah. Like, it's amazing. You're going to kill
amazing.
It.
That's amazing.
You're going to kill it.
I've been training for it. Yeah. So
he's been doing these. Yeah. He's been doing these, like, marathons in the hills.
Yeah.
And
I've been doing
it.
Like, ultra marathons. Yeah.
Is your boyfriend doing it with you?
No, he's not.
Do you resent him?
No, someone's got to watch Shelby the dog.
Yeah, he did. He did a half marathon of the last one I did.
Not enough, buddy.
They jogged by me while I walked the reservoir the other day. That was cute.
Oh yeah, we were in Bayou. I'm like,
hi, guys.
Wait, how'd you meet him? I'm obsessed.
Boyfriend?
Yeah, your boyfriend. Yeah,
Akbar.
Oh my God, lol.
I know, right?
And you'd never met him before?
Basic, no. I know.
I know, like, literally, I go to Akbar, it's like whack-a-mole. I'm like, literally, like, it's like, it's just like, people I don't want to see ever again.
Oh, no.
And they all come up to me.
I've only been there twice. I liked it a lot.
Yeah,
it's
well,
a great bar. I mean,
you,
it's
you
great
don't
bar.
Have gay ghosts in your closet.
I had a friend who was like, DJing there. I had to go see him.
Yeah, well, I don't fuck with Akbar anymore.
Okay. You don't fuck with Akbar anymore?
No, I mean, part of it is, like, you know, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and, like, we are like lesbian adjacent. We just kind of are. Like I don't like I don't
so
know.
Sick.
I just that's kind of what it is. Like I don't care. I have no guilt about that.
Mm-hmm. What does and, lesbian adjacent mean?
Oh, it just means like we don't go to Akbar anymore. Okay. Like we just like go to like a yum 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 dinner with friends and then we're like, we're out. Done. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night. Good luck with your Akbar moment. Like XOXO, call me later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't need the tequila shots at Eckersteam until 2 a.m.
I mean, I don't know, though, because when I do
me
go to Akbar...
Me and my then-boyfriend, we went to see my friend DJ, and it got to be, like, midnight, and he wasn't on yet, and we were like, we're not drunk enough to deal with... And we ended up leaving before he played. I felt bad.
See, I love that, though. That's great. That's a power move.
Yep.
I don't know. I think my friend Charles, who lives up in Portland now, he's probably just like, Ellen left. Ugh, whatever.
I mean, like, oh, babe, I'm so excited to see your DJ. He's like, oh, I'm tired.
I'm out.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, wait, so you met him at Akbar, did you have fronds in common?
No.
No fronds in common?
Total stranger.
Where did he come from?
He came from Santa Barbara.
Oh, lol. I love
I
that.
Know, yeah.
Oh, good. Money, rich.
He had a birthday yesterday.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Brennan.
Money. Happy birthday, Brennan.
From good family.
He's like...
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, you know.
Family, good family.
Great family.
Is he a Sedgwick?
Family.
Is he? He's related
he's
to
Sedgwick. Yeah.
He's a Sedgwick. Yeah. Problems of mental health, but otherwise, pretty good.
No, yeah, he's half British and he's half like Portuguese Mexican.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
very
I love this.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's like
he's really
language.
Sweet. I like
he's
him.
He's very
a lot.
Sweet. Yeah.
Oh my God, what
and
is he?
And he's super smart.
He's
like
very smart,
reads a
yeah.
lot.
Oh my God.
He probably would hang out at the library with me.
Yeah. Does he drink wine?
He does. Well, we should plan a dinner.
Oh my God, yeah. We would love.
Let's
we'll do
it.
We'll do
yeah.
double date.
Let's do a
that's
double date.
That's super fun.
Yeah.
I fucking love a double date.
Yeah.
I don't care if that makes me basic as fuck. I am here for a double date.
If I bring Marilyn Manson, can we make it a triple date?
Oh yes. No, babe, you need to bring Lusty Disty, whatever her name is.
Oh, Vita Lusty.
Vita Lusty, yeah.
She can be my date for the night. She's been my date for a few other nights, so I'll bring her, sure.
Oh.
If I can get a hold of her. We haven't talked in a couple of years.
Does she live here?
I don't know if she still does.
She's at the Food for Less across the street.
We met doing extra work on a... I'm not kidding. We met doing extra work.
No, I'm living in the Food for Less. I'm just imagining in the Food for Less.
We like, knack, knack, who's there? She's like literally living inside the walls. She's like, peekaboo.
Hey.
Sorry.
I really hope she's okay. I love Vita.
Oh, Vita. You gotta call her.
Vita. I know, I do. No, she's one of those people who was like kind of in your life a whole bunch for like a year or so, and then we fell out of touch. I'm not sure if she moved or not. I'll take a splash. Thanks.
Have a splash, Ellen.
Wow.
Do you want to hand me Ryan's?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, of course.
Get in there.
Sorry. This is really good.
Yeah, isn't this good? Matteo Correggio?
Yeah. Oh my God. And we'll have the best wine selection for our double date.
Oh yeah.
We'll have a wine off.
Wait,
is your boyfriend a wine person?
Oh yeah. Well, I've gotten him into it. I feel like
I have to do that with significant others. I'm like, okay.
Oh yeah, no, you gotta go down a journey with me because I like funky funk. Like I don't like this fuck. If you buy like wine from Whole Foods, I'm scared for you. What?
The Negrette. That's the funkiest funk of wine.
Oh, no.
It's a grape, yeah. Negrette from south of France. Funtown.
I want to know more. Okay. I love it.
I don't know why I just said funk.
I like a barnyard smell.
Yeah, you would like that. That would be your
An effervescence is good, too. Mm. I like a lot of funky shit. I do. Yeah. And I think I've gotten some of my friends really into, like, Adam Roberts, our mutual friend. I've gotten him into, like, a wine journey because he's a really good foodie. He's an amazing foodie and he's an amazing cook. And whenever he throws a dinner party, I bring all the wine, which is, like, and it's so funny because I always bring six bottles because it's six people. And he's like, this is a lot of wine. I'm like, no, it's not.
And then it's gone.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it's gone and you're like, oh, I guess we're going to just, like, yeah. And
my
bottles
are deceptive. They only have, like, four servings in them.
Yeah. Well, dinner parties are deceptive.
Yeah.
Because I went to a dinner party at Adam's house that lasted 7 hours.
What?
Well, he's an amazing cook.
He's an amazing cook, and it just, time fucking flies, TBH.
Yeah.
And then you literally realize you've drank probably almost two bottles of wine in this, like, during the whole course of the evening.
That's
and you're like,
7 hours?
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah, that's fine, right?
I think
that's
kind
fine.
Of.
Yeah, but I love, like, trolling the guests with, like, a really funky, like, wine, and then being like, you know what I mean? And then just being like, But yeah, my boyfriend's really into like funky reds now.
Wow.
I got him that way. You have to really, you have to force it on people.
Yeah, you have to force it on. Actually, I brought a lot of funky stuff. I did the wine for Adam's party.
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
It was fun.
I still can't get into the funk as much. I want to love it more. I like a little bit of funk, but like my best friend, he was just like, Ellen, get me the most like stinky wine you can. And I'm but I'm like, Little Miss drinking her Zins, and I love them. Not white Zins.
Little Miss drinking her Zins.
Oh, do you like the Turley Zin?
I haven't had Turley Zin.
It's good. It's good. It's pricey, but it's good.
I just ordered some more Unti Zin, which is a favorite Zin.
You just had the Ridge.
The Ridge. I finally had the Ridge. Yeah, that was really good.
So how many bottles of wine do you guys have at your house, like, if you were to think about it?
Right now?
Yeah.
My wine fridge is full, and I have a couple of bottles, so probably around 30.
Yeah.
So
it just shows up and makes itself.
I have a whole bunch, and then I kind of, like, worked through a lot of it.
Well, okay, so, like, I have this thing where, like, I started drinking less because I just didn't want to drink on work nights anymore, so... Yeah. You know, I kind of feel like I have more wine, but I keep buying it every weekend. It's a compulsion because there's new stuff out that I want to try. And then I'm
where do you go to Domaine?
I'm very, very close with Domaine. Yeah. Like, I love Jill. Jill's my fucking queen.
I might start getting a little bit of work there. At least I interviewed with her recently.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm hoping to because that's a great
little
place.
Plug for a job.
Oh, it's amazing. They have the best workers. Like, Jill is just my fucking queen. She's my life source. And
she's
dry as a goddamn bone. And, like, she's just, like, down. To like lol and give me good wine advice. So I love her. And then Lou's I go to. Really good stuff from Lou's recently. And then what else? Oh, Helen's Wine from John and Vinny's.
Uh-huh.
They have that wine shop attached to it.
Yeah. I've not been there.
It's good. It's
on
good.
Fairfax?
Yeah. On Fairfax. I mean, the food is delish, honey.
Yeah.
Like, it is good. And then you just go next door and you're like, yum, 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 fun wine. You know what I mean?
There's a new wine shop like on Virgil.
Yeah, I heard it's about like, that. We
all
need to visit it.
Female winemakers. Yeah, we gotta go. Yeah.
So
go.
I have a question for you guys. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, how big of a bitch can you be about wine? Because I find myself being really Judge Judy, and I don't like to be, but like, honey, like, people shop at Trader Joe's for wine, and I'm just like, I'm lighting a dip tea candle for you because like. I really agree. I don't like it. Like, it's like you need to buy small producers, organic. As yeah. You know what I mean?
I believe in buying good wine. It makes me sad that people buy a lot of not good wine. Like, at the same time, I try to appreciate that maybe wine isn't the most important thing in other people's
yeah.
lives.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I never
it's
thought about
like
that.
It's kind of like my mom who fast forwards through, like, things she doesn't think she needs for the storyline of a movie. And, like, some people just they don't appreciate the art. But at the same time, I don't know. So $2 Chuck makes me mad because then it's like the same company making it as making expensive wine, so right. they can charge more for the other yeah. wine by charging, like, because it's like there's that bottle costs more than $2, but they're able right. to do that. I don't know.
I made the mistake of bringing good wine to people that don't appreciate
oh,
it,
forget
and
it.
Nothing makes me more angry.
Forget
yeah.
it.
I'm like,
yeah.
I just,
this
I'm
is
like,
weird. What
yeah.
is this?
I went to some party at a mutual friend of ours, oh, and no. it was like, turned out there was like a foam room. It was fucking oh, party, no. party.
A foam? Where See, do you go? What is the, what are these?
Well,
what?
No, the thing is,
anyway, but like, so I like, and I brought like a La Pierre Morgon, and
good,
I'm like,
oh my God.
And I almost you, took it oh. back because I was like, I'm not yeah. fucking putting this
oh,
on
honey,
the vodka table.
I have taken it back. I have taken it back.
These bitches are not going to appreciate this.
I have no shame in that.
Then what do you drink? See, that's my thing is I bring wine places because I'm like, I want something that I want to drink because I'm getting more difficult about. What I want to
There's do. An etiquette question here because you're not supposed to drink the wine you bring.
Oh.
If you bring it as unless it's a dinner, oh. unless it's like a dinner.
I don't know who, like,
I don't care.
I don't,
do that shit
I just
all the time.
Bring it and I'm like, this is good.
This
I'm
is
excited.
My safe
I'm going to open it for you.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
I mean, maybe that's the technical, but I.
But people are really, really bitchy about food and like eating organic and not eating like Big Macs, essentially.
Right.
And it's like, honey, when you get
so
your wine at Trader Joe's, you're eating
Trader
Big Mac. Exactly. And you want to do like low intervention, like biodynamic. Like, whatever, you want to go for that. Small producers, it's just
yeah.
sort of, and it tastes better, and that's like...
It's true.
It just does, and you get mm-hmm. less hangovers, and it's just overall
yes.
really good.
Yes,
less
yes, yes.
hangovers better, yeah, exactly.
The hangover
I do notice
better.
That whenever I drink, like, good wine, I can drink a lot of it, and I wake up and I feel fine, and you, like, go out somewhere, and you're like, oh, okay, at the party, whatever this is, I'll drink a little bit, and next
And then
night,
it's like, ugh, oh my God, well, because it really does fuck you up, because your tastes go so elevated.
Yeah.
That like you almost wish you never knew because then yeah. then like a fucking just like Justin wine which is like was I you know like
I
the,
enjoy Justin
me too
fine.
Me too but like that's like the upper echelon of like a Whole Foods wine
right.
you know what I'm talking about
yeah.
like, no there's like
you
the,
have to go up
the Whispering
like,
Angel or the well, I mean oh, I still I'll endorse Ravenswood
honey,
I always endorse Ravenswood like,
I'm a
there's
Miraval
some grocery
girl.
Store.
I'm a Miraval girl.
Oh, Miraval.
Oh, Miraval's delicious.
Miraval. And I fucking got Domaine to admit that. I was like, you little bitches, you know, that fucking wine is good. They're like, yeah, we know.
It is good.
I know. It's fucking good.
I like
good.
Fetzer Winery. They're very environmental sound, and they make wines that are very inexpensive and are good. So there are some
yes,
good grocery
are.
Store wines, but people buy shit. People are go for the, like, funky label. And
I know. The quirky, like bitch
I love,
wine.
Yeah. There's a certain wine store.
It's just,
that,
like, repackaged garbage.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a couple of those wine services that they're getting bulk grapes and trying to make it sound like artist and it's wine clubs, and I won't name them, but...
Yeah, you're right.
But I will never do an ad for them, like a lot of podcasts do.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ooh, honey, she's got ethics.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. Okay.
No, but
okay,
I couldn't. Like, okay. There's one, you know what it is that I'm like...
I do. Yeah.
She's like,
you
can't.
Their wine is not good. Because I've tried, it's not.
Just in case they make us do an ad for it.
Do you guys know? Okay. Do you guys know Marissa A. Ross? Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, but
you
I
should have her
I've,
on.
We should. I would love to. She's. I've tried to. I had a web series for a while, and we did cocktails, and I really wanted to have her on, and she was always too busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
she's super. She, yeah.
And now that she's Bon Appetit, like no, I love her attitude towards it. I love the like she.
She helped
great.
Me get into
she's
it.
Really funny.
Like just reading her stuff,
I would
was,
love to meet her if you. Yeah. If you ever want to set
her.
Me up with Marissa,
she's really approachable. Like I mean, like, in terms of the way she writes about wine, it's very like not pretentious.
She
at
didn't
all.
Know she never studied.
Right, she never studied, and now she's just like, and it's so funny because she's so smartly filled this like niche, which is that millennials were buying
right.
the most wine. But they weren't, like, snobby about it. They weren't, like, no millennial's going to be, like, snob about wine, really.
Sean, it's you true. Make fun of me and my love for Chilled Gamay. Read some Mercedes
wait,
Ross.
Excuse
I
me.
I love Chilled Gamay.
Chilled
I'm
Gamay
fun
is my
no,
life
no,
source.
No, you just, like, you're joking because I'm always drinking Chilled Gamay.
Oh,
Chilled
honey.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'm always
it.
Drinking.
Yeah, it's so good.
I'm always drinking Chilled, but wait, what is your, okay, Have you had, like, the La Boutanche? Like, how do you pronounce it? I'm so fucking, like, La Boutanche? B-O-U-T-A-N-C-H-E? They have the best.
A Bouchard?
I don't know. It's in a big liter. And it's,
nice.
It's, no, and it's.
No, I know what you're talking about.
It's,
yeah,
and it's like
I got
a pip,
it.
Like, a, yeah. It's
I go
so
to, you've been to Tabula Rasa, right?
Yes, I love. Oh my God, that is.
That's where I had my birthday.
Oh, honey, they have
so
great
good.
Wine. They
a lot of
they
bottles.
Sold this, my favorite
and
winery.
Their pretzels.
Oh, I know. And the, yeah, but you're vegetarian. Okay, so they had this wine that I found there that was insane. It was by Patrick Sullivan, who is this Australian winemaker. And they had this wine called Bonkers, which was a red and white blend. And it was bonkers. It was
I think I've
so
seen that on the menu.
Fucking good. It was like insane. I was like, yum, yum, yum.
I've also and, had yeah. wines there that I was like, oh, that's some funk I don't want to be a part of, but you would love
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah, they that is a funky town. And Bar Bandini has some really good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, Bar Bandini
too.
Does.
Bar Bandini tends to be a little too. Like, see, I told you, I wish seen, I don't have the sophisticated funk appreciating. Like, I appreciate it, but it's not for me
right.
all the time, unless I'm in a certain mood.
I got a little attitude served up from there, too.
Well, it's a little sceney.
It's a little sceney. I was like, because I was like, I'm like, there's a little Brett on this wine. She's like, yeah, all of our wine is organic.
No,
I'm like,
wine
I
is super
know,
bready.
But it's
Thank
still
you.
Bready.
Their wine is too bready.
Wait, bready, what do you mean?
Britannomyces.
What are you talking about?
it's a certain fungus in a wine that goes in natural wines a lot that a little bit of it can be very pleasant, but sometimes, like, Bandini, half their wines are very bready.
Yeah.
Oh,
to
I
the
love
point
the word
that I one
bready.
Time was
Bready's
like,
"So cute." Yeah. I love that
bready.
Word.
B-R-E.
It's a bready.
T-T.
This is too bready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
It's so lame.
That'll be the natural
bready,
wine.
Ready,
lovers.
Set, go.
Ready, go. Mm. Wow. Okay, that's a lot of breadiness.
Yeah, so
okay.
It was a lot of breadiness. But I just was commenting on it, and then she got really kind of defensive about it. So
Everson Royce Bar has some really good stuff.
Oh yeah,
downtown.
I got
love
ones.
That.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're good. They're good fries.
Stuff. They have good
fries.
Wine tastings. Mm-hmm. I just
yeah,
got,
Silver Lake Wine works with them, I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, same people.
I like Silver Lake Wine, but I've seen them carry things that I'm like, you shouldn't be carrying that.
Nah.
Like,
yeah.
They kind of... They
kind of mix it up sometimes, yeah.
They carry some
they,
things
they have
I'm
some
like,
cute labels.
That's what I'm talking about, honey. They have, like, the fucking...
Just,
like
some wine clubs. Yeah. I'm not going to talk shit because... Yeah.
I know.
But they also, like, are lovely people and I
yes.
have a fun time going
yeah,
to
Yeah, Randy and
Jasons.
April, we love.
Yeah,
great.
Oh, sorry.
And Jasper.
I'm so...
and
no, I know, I'm his friend,
like,
but
no. I love how I come here and just burn all the bridges. I'm like, I really just light a match and I'm just like, burn it all to the ground.
You just ruined our future and why?
Yeah, yeah. I literally am like, all your advertisers just quit. There's a big protest because this little queen opened his mouth. Oh my
no,
God.
No, no, it'll be okay. I will be sad if they never make the meadow again because that's my favorite.
What's the meadow?
Rosé.
Oh, that's
it's
Jasper. This, he'll make that
it's
wine.
Named after the Silver Lake Meadow. Yeah, their rosé. So good.
I just tried this new wine that I was not. That happy with.
We're into it, yeah.
Was it the bike trail?
No, like, it was that guy from Tim and Eric or whatever. Eric.
Oh yeah. Everyone was lining up for that. I haven't.
Honey,
I don't care.
Snooze. Move on. Snooze.
A lot of New World wine. I feel that way, but I'm.
Yeah. I had his rosé, and I was like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I literally was like, I'm so bored. Are you kidding? I'm so bored.
Well, and they did that Blood into Wine documentary, and then that I didn't love. Although I haven't tried. What's
but what I'll say about him is that even though he's like a celeb or whatever, even though I don't know who he is like doing natural organic wines,
yeah.
which
I
is great
happy.
And bringing it to a wider audience.
Yeah.
And that's really fucking cool.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
So I'll champion that.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I just wish that he took more bold choices with his wine.
Are you ready for some, lightning round?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready for the torture?
I don't know.
<You're> like, okay. Anyway, back to banter.
Question numero uno, what does arnice mean? The name of the scrape.
Oh,
what
I don't fucking
mean?
Know.
Any,
am I supposed
guess?
To know?
I wouldn't know
no,
either.
No, no,
until,
you're not
no.
supposed to know.
Oh,
I didn't know either.
Okay.
Neither
Cheek.
Did I.
All right, what is it?
Rascal.
Rascal.
Oh, love.
Ooh, rascal.
It's a difficult grape.
I think we're all a little rascally, aren't we?
Rascal in our
we're
padded
a little,
room.
A little rascally, a little bready.
A little
yeah.
twinkie.
Yeah, a little bready, a little twinkie, a little gothy.
Bready, as my wine teacher told me, she's like, it's like sweaty meat.
Ew.
I was like,
yeah,
like, but
yum.
A little bit of it on the wine is good.
All right.
A little sweaty meat.
A little sweaty
yeah,
meat
well, you
cool.
talked about liking meat, which is really, again, another window.
That's roasted meat. Roasted meat in the coverage.
Roasted
coverage.
Meat.
I love it.
What else do we want to ask him?
Oh, what's the difference between organic wine and organic grapes?
Or wine made with organic grapes.
Oh my god, yeah. I'm getting so shamed. I feel like I should know this.
But like,
no, most of our questions people wouldn't know.
But okay. This is more to like shed a light on something here.
So to call a wine organic, not only does all the farming and whatnot need to be organic, but they're not allowed. You need sulfur dioxide to make wine. Like,
oh, you always need sulfites.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife was like, "There's no sulfites in this wine." I'm like, "That's not true."
No, that's not. Yeah. I mean, raisins have sulfites, wine adds more because it preserves the wines in the process of coming just from the field into the winery. But to be all natural, and the thing is, without them, your wines. It runs the risk of being just some bad funky
moldy,
wine.
Spoiled
not
stuff.
Not good gross. Funky yes. wine.
Gross.
So a lot of gross. Wines that want to be all natural, but they also want to use a little sulfur to preserve things, they're allowed to say made with organic grapes. So you see a lot of wines that say that because they're not allowed to be officially organic. But they basically are, and I'm all for wines using sulfur dioxide.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you have to.
Yeah.
So you can have organic grapes and then still use like non-organic winemaking processes. Right. So to have an organic wine... You can't do like really like useful, non-harmful winemaking processes, basically.
And your wine might taste bad.
Wow. Not going to be that good.
Don't panic. It's organic.
And it tastes like shit.
And it tastes like shit.
You're asking. Is this the next to last question?
This is the next to last question. This is not about wine.
This is a great.
What is it?
This is who's the female top 100 album right now on the Billboard?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now. Do you know?
Oh, honey, please. I'm listening to, like, fucking, like 80s shoegaze.
Oh.
Literally, I'm, like, listening to, like, My Bloody Valentine on Loveless on repeat. Oh, yeah.
That's all I listen to. I listen to the same music as you.
Yeah, I'm a shoegaze princess.
Shoegaze queen princess.
All the fucking way. All the way. I'm, like, the only modern shit I'll listen to is, like, on Mexican Summer, which is this label. Anyway.
Well, I guess it's quite
Rihanna?
No.
I'm serious. Rihanna?
Cardi B.
Who?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, you know why I fucking love is SZA. Do you guys fuck with SZA?
No.
SZA is queen.
I don't know any of this.
She's everything.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, I bring it up because I guess Billboard.
We
watched it before we came here.
And she's like, bitches can't come out.
It's terrible.
Bitches can't fuck with me.
Yeah,
you
can't fuck with me. And she's like petting a tiger.
There's another song that's really hot right now that's literally about killing yourself. It's like, I want to die today.
Oh, yeah, Logic.
I want to die. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm in my Uber being like, okay, anyways.
Is that the emo kids tune? Because fuck emo.
I guess. I know.
No, it's about not. It's about like prevention.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. But I think a lot of people are going to be like, Blink when they do Adam's song, that shit.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about it.
I am too.
But I thought about her because like she became like the number one because they're including downloads now and all of her friends.
Oh.
Her friends just streamed it and it has like 75 million views right now on YouTube.
So it's like
cheating.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, our country wouldn't know anything about that.
Hence it being a YouTube star.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, bringing it back.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that.
I was doing such a good job of, like, rapping her lyrics earlier.
Oh, yeah. Ellen was... It's actually Ellen's new karaoke song.
Really?
Yeah, she's crushing it.
Just because I want to be like, bitches can't fuck with me.
Oh, I love that.
I don't know. Wait.
Yeah.
Sad little bitch, you can't fuck with me if you wanted to. I don't know. I'm doing it wrong now. Because
no,
I've only
like
heard
that.
The song once.
You have to get the beat in your head.
Yeah. The beat goes on. Yeah.
Well, should we get to our last question?
Go for it, Ellen.
We want to know, you're going to be like, fuck you, but what's bringing you joy? What's making
God,
you happy?
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. We are a very LA Silver Lake.
Cafe wine gratitude.
Oh my God, stop. Do you ask this every person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
And like, what do they say?
Puppies.
Stop.
Sometimes. Flowers. Friends. Art.
Oh, love. My God. This is such a law
Sometimes
question.
It's like TV shows. It's just like a TV show they like.
No, but it's like, it's such a law question because like, it's so.
We
it's
genuinely
so
want to know what's
it's
making
political.
You happy.
So
I can be specific or as non-specific as you want. Oh God,
so specific. Okay, but also not. Okay, so of like wines making bringing me joy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
obviously.
Love that.
No.
My job is bringing me joy.
That's so fantastic.
Being able to do that is fun.
Only like one other person on this podcast has been like my job, so it's like it's amazing. People don't like their job. So
oh yeah,
a lot of people don't like their job.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, that's normal. And even when you do love your job, you can sometimes not like your job. That's part of it. But overall, it's very surreal to be writing for that show. But and then God, what else? Oh, I'm finishing up my digital series. Look at me plugging it, even though it's gonna even though it's gonna be airing in a Cinnabon in like 40 years. Literally, seriously, like literally,
really,
right? Pray for it. no, but I'm writing the last episode for my digital series, which has been in the process for like 3 years, which is a joke. It's insane. It's based off my book, Special, and stuff like that. So I'm writing the last episode this weekend, and we're shooting it in February. And that feels really surreal and fucking crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I like that stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then, oh, whoops, sorry. Oh my God. I'm like, phew. That's basically it.
So you're living the dream, essentially.
You're living the dream.
Yeah, things are good. Things are good.
Wine, work, love, life.
Wine,
work, love.
Living, laughing, loving. I get a bouquet of flowers every week.
What?
Yeah. I'm a woman.
Do you know how many times I've gotten flowers in my life?
I get it myself. No. honey, it's not
you're bringing...
My boyfriend doesn't get me. No. I literally mean
I
my...
Buy it
no, honey, this is for me. Yeah.
I love that. That's so good. I should do that.
Yeah, babe, it is a game changer. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like I started doing it a few months ago, and I just became obsessed because it makes the apartment smell amazing.
Yeah.
It makes it smell so good. And then it just kind of brings joy. It really does. Brings joy. I guess that's the real true definition.
Right.
Like, you look at it, you come home, and you're just like, cuties. Oh, who are those little girls? Oh.
That's me in my wine fridge. It's just like, oh, cute.
Oh, I know. My little babies. Oh, and candles always bring me joy.
Oh.
I'm a huge candle snob.
Scented or
I can tell. You dropped
scented.
The diptyque. You dropped the diptyque.
Well, yeah, but I'm like, I'm over a diptyque, honey.
Oh.
I've never owned a diptyque.
No, I'm all about APC candles, and APC candles are everything to me. So that brings me joy. Oh, and then the Mandarin tea candle, which is like kind of a cheap candle, but it's actually the candle at Chateau Marmont that they put in a different fucking thing, and they charge double for.
What?
FYI.
Fuck Marmont.
I literally was at Candle Delirium. I was at my safe place, Candle Delirium, which is on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, gay candle.
Yeah, where I go truly,
I call it gay candle.
Yeah.
It's gay candle.
It's true. This one time, the owner was like, oh, I'm going to give you a discount. I was like, thank you. He's like, but what's my name? And I literally didn't know. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like, it's okay. Aww. And it was just like this awkward moment for everyone involved.
Aww.
Anyway, I love that story, though. I do.
I love it. I know nothing about candles.
Sorry.
You should
really get into it because I love just things smelling nice.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
All the time.
And
I feel like I
get some flowers.
Addicted to these weird markers of success in your home, which is like,
but that's really
flowers.
A very like a not a. That's a achievable, like that's a simple, a simple joy, and that's the best kind, I think. Like
buy a bouquet at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Do you guys answer this question for yourself ever?
Our last guest
actually was the first person who ever asked us.
Such narcissists. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I love it. LA in a
I love the two of you guys back-to-back.
I love LA in a nutshell. They're like, well, anyways, what brings me joy? And they're like, and you're just like, no one ever turns it around on you. That is lol. That is so, this town is so sick. Okay, so it really is. People are so disturbed. Okay, so what did you say?
We just said people and just how amazing the community is that we're part of and like, how many amazing people have come out like to do this show and people that have come out to support
me
in so many
art
different
recently,
aspects.
Just like out of nowhere, just send me this cool art they made for me. And it's like, whoa, what? I know these people making this cool stuff for they're giving me for no reason, but that they want to make it. And I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
For me, it's just like acts of service. You know, people like doing nice things for me, like or just doing like a little thing here and there without.
Who does that? Do you guys follow
my boo?
And I shouldn't say that. But whatever. Anyway, so she like literally had this her new video. She was like, my friend said, you know, do something nice for someone today. And she's like, but I just want someone to do something nice for me. And I was obsessed. I mean, she's like, she truly is on a journey with herself.
Oh,
and
no.
I am watching. Sorry, this is real quick.
Yeah. I'm just feeling bad for Zick. I know.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We
I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. It's real. I'm sorry. God bless. He's like. Anyway. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to cut off. I just
No, it needed to end. Because, honestly, I'm a pinata. You hit me twice, it all falls out. No, it's not. It's not. It really, you don't want to go there. You know, it's fine.
I like that metaphor, though. That's really good.
Thanks so much for being here, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Zig, for hanging out.
Cheers to all the joys.
Okay.
All the joys all right. in our
Joy.
Life.
Cheers.
Cheers to the rascal.
Cheers. And the bratty.
And the bratty.
And the bratty.
Get the bratty ready.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Glass.
Ryan O'Connell.
Good times.
Good times.
That was a blast.
So
that
fun.
Episode.
It may have been edited.
Oh. you guys don't know what you were missing, but it got juicy. I mean, I'm hoping you left some juice in, Sean.
Just kidding. I don't know. Thanks for listening, you guys. Thank you, UCB.
Thank you, all our wine people, Cavell, Greg Condes, for sponsoring us.
Thank you, Greg Condes.
Yeah, you rock. Who else do we need to thank? Dr. America Comedy for our song. Go on the iTunes and leave us a rating, if you will.
Yeah, leave a rating. We're getting some nice fan mail, guys, and we're loving it.
Yeah, it really brightens up our dark, dark days.
Even though Ellen loves to live in a goth cloud.
Every goth needs some love.
That's right.
Leave the goth some love.
Leave the goth some love, you guys.
Or go on Instagram and follow us. We put pictures of everything we're drinking.
Yeah, we do. And up next week we have...
Kelly McInerney.
McInerney!
Yeah! From IMDb... Or IMD Weed.
IMD Weed.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Not that I am the weed.
I am the weed.
I am the weed. No, you are. It's IMDb weed. So it's like they get stoned and go watch movies.
Yeah, I think we're gonna do it, Sean.
We're gonna do it, guys.
We're gonna switch it up, not get intoxicated on booze for once, take a night off, and get stoned.
embrace legalized marijuana.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for rating and listening and clicking
and all the good things.
Hey,
we
have
love
a good
you.
One. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Glass. I just drink wine. Just drink wine. I don't fuck with men and maids. I just drink wine. I don't fuck with coffee mates. I just drink wine. Give me red, white, or rosé. Don't touch me, motherfucker. I'm a sommelier.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.